This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Big celebrity speaker scheduled at the Republican Convention is one of the Duck Dynasty Robinson clan from northern Louisiana. Over the century from 1915 to 2015, the real value of American farmland, deflated by the CPI, Consumer Price Index, increased only 3.1 times in 100 years. According to the Department of Agriculture, that comes to an average increase of only 1.1% a year. Real home prices rose even more slowly over the same period, total increase of 1.8 times, which comes to an average of only 0.6% a year. Baltimore City Council has decided to begin work on legislation to raise the city's hourly minimum wage to $15 by 2020. 9,000 police officers were fired in Turkey. The mass firing of police officers came after 6,000 military personnel were arrested, and nearly 3,000 judges were suspended in the attempt to topple President Erdogan. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon announced his bank would raise the wages of its lowest earners to $12 an hour in the next 3 years, saying it was the right thing to do. Wages for many Americans have gone nowhere for too long. But a new report from Reuters said that Wells Fargo already pays its lowest-ranked employees $12 to $16.50 an hour, and Citigroup, meanwhile, says U.S. tellers make an average of more than $15.50 an hour, with new and junior staff earning a minimum of about $13 an hour, according to a company spokesman. Attacks by the Niger Delta Avengers have dropped Nigeria's oil production in the second quarter of this year, 25% from the same period a year earlier, enough to contribute to a slight increase in global oil prices. Oil is responsible for 70% of the Nigerian national income. Kris Kobach, Kansas Secretary of State, in a continuing voter suppression effort despite losing in all courts on voter IDs there, has ordered election officials to count the ballot choices for federal offices from the 17,000 disputed voters, but ignore their state and local choices in the coming primary contest. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.